cliffcentral.com.
I want to talk to someone called Clint Davis. Now, I did a little bit of research here because Clint has got an amazing company that we'll be talking about in a second. But before we get to that, he is a former South African radio DJ and host who lived internationally for the past decade, immersing himself in a whole bunch of different cultural surroundings that has caused him to learn quite a lot about the human condition. In turn, his perspective has led him to the creation of something called Capsule. That's C-A-P-S-L-L, which we'll discuss with him in a moment. I think this is pretty amazing. First of all, because it shows you that not everybody's on radio is stupid and has to stay in radio forever. Some of them move on and become much, much more successful. And Clint is precisely one of those people. He is the CEO and co-founder of Capsule. It's an app which gives users digital time capsules to save life stories, memories, and insights in video, picture, and audio format. And here he is to tell us more. Hey, Clint, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Great to be on the show. Doing well. Back in SA, I'm fighting between caffeine and jet lag at the moment.
when did you get here?
Yesterday. So, yeah, not a minute sleep last night, but stoked to be with you guys.
Well, very nice to have you here again. So just remind us, because there are going to be people who are going to go, oh, I remember that voice or I know that face. So just remind us where we would have seen or heard you before. It's like 10 years ago, but go for it.
Yeah, like 10 years ago. And you know how radio is, right? Mm-hmm. In the one day, out the next, easily forgotten, you know?
But, yep.
I was with the purple guys around the corner there.
Jacaranda?
And I must say, Gareth, Jacaranda, yeah.
Okay, very good.
With Lloyd, yeah. But I must say, just before we speak about anything else, I just want to say, Gareth, you know, during that time, seeing as you bring it up, it was around the same time or maybe just before you started Cliff Central. And mm-hmm. It was really inspiring, honestly. You know, you entered this space before it was sort of a public market, really. You know, I mean, now we've got the Joe Rogans and all these guys that are making such a public space of it. But you really pioneered out there, and I hope you get the accolade for that someday because it was truly brave. And so, congratulations on all the success.
Thanks, man. I'm not really looking for accolades. We would work out really well right now. As if more people just spent, if this country had more people who spent money on podcasts, because it's such a great format.
Yeah.
And I just do not understand how, you know, so many of these big businesses and companies are spending all of their money with Amazon, Facebook, Google, and not sending any of it back to South Africa to make a difference here. And frankly, they'd probably get more of a return anyway. Nobody wants these ads that are served up by artificial intelligence the whole time. I don't know when last you paid attention. But tell us about your product. Tell us about Capsule, because this sounds absolutely brilliant. And it's something that I've thought about often, you know, so much stuff that you have, old photographs, old video, audio recordings, stuff on your phone. You want to kind of create a little place, a little system where you can store all of that. For the kids, the grandkids, the great grandkids, it sounds like such a good idea.
I think it's a great idea. Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that. you know, it's amazing. I guess the topic is really this: the loss that we have. I guess we could call it a personal history deficit in a way. You know, we think about how history's been passed on by individuals through the ages. You think about all the way back to cave drawings. You've got scrolls, and you've got memoirs. You know. You've got, you know, books and such. Nowadays, you've got, if you're rich enough, you can have a documentary on Netflix. But the power of hearing a person's story in first person is really remarkable. But yet, because people trust social media in these spaces less and less, people are posting less. You know, at best, a lot of us go on to just view our memories now. And that's creating a deficit in the personal histories that we're saving, which means that as a generation, we're leaving a massive individual historical gap in our history because we haven't moved from the shoebox of photographs to something that can digitize well and be passed on generationally. And so, you know, when you consider personal history and a deficit you're creating, and you realize the power of your own story, then you start to realize how it impacts personal value. And there's a personal value deficit there as well. Mm-hmm. You know, we sort of played with the first version of social media over the last 10 years or so. And it's time to sort of take what we've learned and move on a bit. And while we're not creating strictly a social media space, it is a space where your content can live safely without the ills of current social media. and be passed on generationally, as you so eloquently added.
All right, so it was launched in the US earlier this year. Tell us about how it works, because I get that it's about saving memories, but how does it actually work? It's an app?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been founding for 2 years. So part of founding and part of pioneering something in a developing market is you sort of develop what you can, you build as you go, and then you develop further. So what we've built to date is an app that has private sharing. So basically, you can go on and create as many capsules as you want, right? So just like time capsules that you'd bury in your yard or garden, I should use, rather, being back in SA, you know. And in each time capsule, you can put audio, video, and picture. So that's already difficult to do on the web. So now in the power of your hand, you can do that. You can then take that capsule and you can categorize that as you like. It might be one for your school days. It might be one for your career or your wedding or grandma's secret recipes, whatever it is. You can categorize that as you like and put your content in there. Then to each capsule individually, you can give permission to who you want to see that one. So if you want to add it to a public feed, maybe you're a cancer survivor or you want to inspire somebody else, then you can add it to a public feed. But most importantly, you can keep each capsule just to yourself or share it with only the people you want to see that particular content. Once you've done that, you can add legacy contacts, which gives individuals that you permission to the license to pass your content on down the line generationally.
I love that last thing because people don't think about the long-term stuff, right? You know how many people die and their passwords die with them and all of that information and all of that data just goes away. It just sits there forever.
Yeah.
Now, Pums, I can see you've got a couple of questions. I just want to throw one or two more in here. What makes it different or unique? Someone asked here, what's the difference between this and Facebook Memories, or what's the difference, says Michael, between this and Dropbox?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we look at Dropbox, Dropbox is probably the closest sort of competitive landscape company out there. We're not building a social media space as such, but we do compare to Facebook too. And the reason we do that is because we build with what we believe is a new ethic in tech. And there's a few companies that are starting to do this, and it's fixing the ills that we've faced for such a long time. So on Capsule, you don't have any likes because we know that there's detrimental health effects from that. You don't have any public comments because we know how divisive that can be.
Yeah.
But you also don't have any targeted advertising. We have no ads on the app. We never sell data. We contract this with our users, and all of your content belongs to you, which is a big one because when you upload to Facebook or some of the others, in your user agreement, they actually own that content. And that means that they can shut down and that's it, done. So not only is your content not curated and scattered across multimedia formats, different social medias, but it doesn't truly belong to you. If a loved one dies, you can ask for that page to be memorialized, and they'll memorialize it, but you'll never own it. Now, in Dropbox, you actually have to have a court order to gain that content. And so you imagine the grieving process going through that, for example, and then having to get a court order to get your loved one's content. You know, why not give the user the permission, as we are going to live in the new phase of internet at some point, give the user the permission to control their content and pass it to who they like.
Yeah, that's a great system. I mean, people, again, they don't consider what'll happen when they're not around anymore. People think they'll live forever. Okay, so you're also focusing on partnering with nonprofit organizations. Explain what that relationship is.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. You know, on that founding journey, you've got to figure out how you're going to go to market and what the benefit's going to be, both for the company, for profitability, and with the partner that you choose to go with. And for us, we just feel like going through nonprofit speaks firstly to the heart of how we're building this company and the ethic that we're building it with. But it really does address people that have valuable stories to save. For example, the first nonprofit that we're partnering with, and we're starting to roll out nonprofits next year. But the first one is a nonprofit that works with families who have kids who have life-threatening illnesses, and 75% of those kids are terminal. And so these are stories that want to be saved for their siblings one day and for their family members and such to know one day when they look back on that. And so not only do you get the ethos of the type of story onto the app, because I think it's really important to develop the culture of the app as you're going along, because we've seen what can happen in that digital space of culture, you know. And so if we can get that right with people who understand the value of that, I think the spread from them is natural. If you can imagine somebody creating one capsule and then sharing that capsule on average with three people, right? Mom, dad, and spouse. Right. And then those people have an account and they share onwards, and it's sort of an exponential tree. Well, what Capsule does with our nonprofits is we partner with them to help them reach their members. But at the same time, every subscription that comes linked to their nonprofit, we give a dollar back of that subscription to them indefinitely down the line with anybody attached to that nonprofit. So you guys are speaking about the sort of what was the altruism sort of end of life, leave everything in my will, you know?
Effective altruism, yeah.
Right, right. Yeah. What a nice title to have on your tombstone one day, right? but you know, that's great and all. And I love that companies give back in that, but we're actually building it into the architecture of what we're doing. 12.6% of what we make goes back to the nonprofit.
That's very cool. So it's almost like a tithe.
Yeah.
That's
I guess. I think that's outdated too, isn't it, Gareth?
Pums, this sounds like a great idea. You know, there's so many things that I would want to do with this, and I'm going to give it a try. So Pumi, you've got a couple of questions, I'm
what
sure.
What kind of – so, I mean, George Mini's question was very interesting for me because I can see memories and images and all of that kind of stuff. But what else can you – is it like a vault? Can you put documents in there? Can you put like birth certificates and that kind of stuff?
Ultimately, yes. You know, I should say that what's interesting is we're building a platform here. We're not building an app that's like, you know, most apps you pick up nowadays are just a feature or a single feature set. And that is fine to do something, change a photo or whatever. But when you're building a platform, you start thinking large scale and you start where you start. So the answer to your question is, we don't position ourselves at this stage as a security focused company for secure documents and passwords and things like that. But we'll likely find a partner along the way that will specialize in that type of security, and then we'll branch into that space. Right now, we're just focusing on, instead of taking the 30 pictures to find the perfect one to post to show that you have some perfect little life, you know, we want you to actually affect the neuroscience that's in your brain and actually take a picture that's meaningful or a video as to why were you there? Why does that mean something to you? Who were you there with? And what happens neurologically when you record these stories, because it's both, you can take a picture, upload a video, or more powerfully, you could do it in first person and just tell your story and leave your insights and your memories. But when you do that, the neuroscience of your mind actually pulls in related memories. And so you remember fuller memories, like sitting with friends that you haven't seen in years that go, oh, I wouldn't have remembered this story if we didn't meet, you know? So it's a very fulfilling experience. So no to the big insecurity side, but the content-wise, like, it really is however you want.
Almost like a digital journal.
Tell your story in the first person. Gareth. Sorry,
I got you,
Gareth,
both.
He asked like 50 questions. I'm asking like two questions. Can I have that? Can I have that, please? No, but really. When you say tell the story in the first person, is it also like – audio-based, like...
Yes, that's a great question. Note. I'm just going to say, Gareth, that's a great question. just give me some cred, you know? Just get on your side a little bit. So, yes, we've actually built in an audio recorder for that very reason. You know, obviously coming from radio, I understand the power of audio and how intimate it is. Some people don't want to be on video, you know? Some people want to record a more intimate space. Or I'll actually put my phone down when we're having a family gathering or with friends on a wine night or something and just record what we're talking about, you know? And those are capsule too. So yes, video, audio, picture, but you've hit the nail on the head. The actual core of the heartbeat of capsule is when I mean my first person is, if you're having your birthday, right, because we're building it for now and for one day, if you're having your birthday, we want you to think about picking up your phone and going, hey, it's my birthday. It's my 34th birthday. I'm just going to take 34 for today, guys. Just 34th birthday. And, you know, this is how I feel today. This is how my year's been. And this is what I'm hoping for next year. I'm going out to celebrate. Just do that. That's enough. Wow. That's all good. Or you could speak about your whole year and then add pictures and such. That can go all the way through to telling your whole career, or how we got to live in America, or whatever it is, you know, but in first person. I kind of wish like I had my grandfather's insights and knowledge, you know, now that I'm old enough to appreciate it. And that was sort of one of the fires, that first person desire to have this wisdom that we're losing en masse at the moment.
Yeah, I love the idea that it's a digital journal as well, because people aren't keeping that stuff like they used to. You know, people used to keep a diary, but it wasn't just a series of appointments and meetings and schedules. It used to be that it was a place where you would record your thoughts and people could get into your head a little bit. And as a historian or as someone who loves history, those journals are just magical because it transports you back into that person's life and into their head. The other
Anne
thing,
Frank.
Anne Frank, absolutely. Yeah. And you said something right at the beginning, which I think is what George is referring to when he says this is an Elon Musk way of thinking. He loves it. He said, first principles, solve the problem, build a minimum viable product, and then iterate it to perfection. That's amazing. You said,
I love it, and thank you for that. Yes.
Yeah, you said people are not good at storing memories and of making memories and of thinking about it in the right way, because what they do is they just collect all of this content, and a lot of it is just meaningless, and most of it is to share with strangers, which is even worse.
Yeah, it's true. And you know, that's why the public space in particular is one that we have really looked to control and just add as a feature to have movement. Oh, Anton Devenish has just joined. He's actually one of our co-founders.
He is.
He's based in Bali at the moment, also former South African.
Nice.
So, you know, we just, yeah, it is that, Gareth. And we have a coach storytelling side of the app as well that helps people tell their stories so that we're leaving fuller memories and all of that. And, yeah, it is like that digital journal. But, yeah, back to what George said, it's so true. You know, I'd hate for anybody to walk away from this thinking, oh, let's go get Capsule. It's a perfect app. What we're doing is we're deliberately trying to become the market leader in a developing space of memory content. If you look around at what's out there nowadays, there's a lot of memory type of stuff that's starting to peak up. That's why we're building our app so publicly in the public space. Many founders and startups want perfection before they'll go live. We just want open, honest transparency. And we feel like the way we've contracted, the way we deal with our investors, and we are taking investment, by the way, so put that plug in there. Founders have to all the time. But the way we're doing this in the public space is how we want to live the life cycle of the app, is actually invite people to have a look at what we're doing, be a part of it. And when you end up saving your memories, if you save them with us or a competitor that arises, the important thing is that we solve this problem for humanity. Now, we'll say, Gareth, that while we speak about that and that value, our big goal is actually this. Over the last decade, we've seen massive separation and division come in, largely caused by social media and how we've learned to interact and be on that space. We've seen that division play out in humanity face to face, and it gets quite ugly. We believe that with Capsule, because we're creating smaller, deeper connected networks with people that you enjoy, people that you love, people that you want to leave meaningful content with, and that you also understand in your story saving that you are one of 8 billion entirely unique human beings on this planet, and that makes your story valuable. And we think that as you do that, as you engage in that, you'll understand the value of your life. In turn, you'll understand the value of other people's lives. And I think we'll affect a real tangible change in society as to how we connect with each other if we can do this properly. So we're building a product, yes, but we're also starting that movement, this collective consciousness of value of life through your insights, your wisdoms, no matter who you are, that makes you valuable and that your story should be saved. But I think we can turn around the 180 direction that a lot of today's digital content spaces have set us on a crooked path on.
All right. Well, there are lots of other technical questions. Congo Chris wants to know how your server's structured and a whole bunch of those, but we're pretty much out of time. So I mean, where can people find out more, and where can they get the app and all the rest?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. So it is live on the App Store and on the Google Store. So it's in both those spaces. If you want to just have more information, or you'd prefer to just join a wait list for the time being because you'd rather wait till we've built a bit more, then capsule.app, capsll.app. You can see all of that there. And investors too, we have an open round at the moment. And so you can contact us via our investor page on the website.
Well, Clint, nice to see you, man, and thank you for talking to us about this morning. I wish you luck. It sounds like a great idea. You can find out more at capsule.app. That's capsll.app. And as Clint said, you can also go and invest if you want to. Looking for investors, too. Good
you
stuff.
Got it.
Yeah, you got it. No, absolutely.
You understand tech is right, Gareth. You know, it's like you could keep it going.
Very good.
We're in an interesting time, as you guys were alluding to earlier, by a lot of the stuff going on in the tech world.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Clint. Nice to see you. And that is us.
Appreciate it.
Not get me started. We have no time. CliffCentral.com.